Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coming up right now, my guy Johnny Lazarus, a host analyst covering the NHL, and you know we're going to talk about your Rangers and the Islanders right now. John, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm fired up to be here. It's fun time in New York, and this weekend's going to be sick, huh?
Yeah. How old are you, John? Do you remember 30 years ago that everybody keeps talking about?
I'm 28, so I wasn't even a thought in 94.
It's okay. Zoo don't remember either. I faintly remember. I know I was a bandwagon. Like I have a picture of myself with a Mark Messier shirt. I think I'm like 5 in the picture. I'll resurface that if the Rangers do actually win the cup. But that's all about, right? Like, that's all I keep hearing from our hosts, reading online. C-Mac, who comes up after me, says, we want the cup. The Rangers got to win it all, right?
There's so many things that are lining up to 30 years ago, which is crazy. Like, you know, I mean, not to bring it up, but, like, this O.J. Simpson storyline happened 30 years ago with the white Bronco and the Knicks, and the Rangers are, you know, the Knicks are the 2, the Rangers are the 1. Like, it's just all these crazy things that are happening.
The solar eclipse.
Yeah. It's wild, right? Like, you know, I'm not one to say history repeats itself, but it's hard to not get excited right now.
One to say that the universe never unconnects, and there are things that are parallels that might be pointing to where we're heading.
Yeah, and I'm all for it.
So the other question is about the Islanders, right? We'll go back and forth, Isles, Rangers.
Yeah.
I mean, the Islanders have a repeat of their matchup from last year. It's not going to be the same result as last year, you don't think, right? I mean, the Hurricanes are who they are. I'm a Devils fan, so I watched that whole series last year when, you know, the Devils got smacked by the Hurricanes. What are you expecting out of the Islanders? I mean, they weren't even supposed to be here.
Well, so this one's interesting to me because both teams got better. The Hurricanes got better this year. The Islanders brought in a new coach. They got better. Bo Horvat and Matt Barzal have been unbelievable for that group, and Semyon Varlamov has really taken over that net. I mean, you're looking at the Islanders' recent stretch of games. They've gotten like 8-1-1 in their last 10. If you talk to them on March 22nd, the playoffs weren't even a thought. So you got to give credit where credit's due to the Islanders. They never counted themselves out. And there's something to be said about going into the playoffs feeling good about your game. And right now, as we're talking, I believe the score is 4-3. Yeah, it's still 4-3. They're up on Pittsburgh right now in a meaningless game. But it still feels good to win that game and go into the playoffs feeling as hot as they are. And even if they're not playing perfect right now, they're finding ways to win. That's what good teams do. But Carolina, I mean, this team has been knocking on the door now for like 5 years, it feels like. And if this isn't Carolina's year, they got a lot of questions to ask themselves. And you talk about the Rangers, the Islanders, and now mix in the Hurricanes. Since the All-Star break, the Hurricanes and Rangers have really been neck and neck in the standings. They've been the two best teams in the NHL consistently. And that 1-1 game that the Rangers beat them in, I forget the exact date of it. I think it was in February, but the Rangers played a phenomenal game defensively, and that's the game that makes the difference in the standings right now. It could have been Rangers-Islanders had the Carolina Hurricanes come away with that win, but it's been remarkable just how well these teams are playing right now.
Yeah, there was a thought that we could get Islanders-Rangers, that local feel in the first round. Obviously, these guys just played each other not too long ago in the Garden. And in UBS, are you a Matt Rempe guy? You a big Matt Rempe guy?
Big Matt Rempe guy. And you know why I'm dying for a Ranger Islander playoff series? Because the Devil fans would be freaking out.
Yeah, going back to the stadium series, which I absolutely loved. Like, I'm new in the hockey world, and we'll talk about that in a second because I got some questions to ask you. But I'm a Jersey guy. So watching that whole stadium series and how they showed Jersey love and how they just had the aerial view of the stadium and how cold it was, but there was so many people trying to get into the stadium. I just think it was a great national look at how hockey and hockey fandom, how big it is in this area. But that was our introduction to Matt Rempe. And for me, not hearing about the guy, just hearing his story, seeing his first skate and it getting to be in MetLife Stadium. And then you hear that it's 6 years, I believe, from his dad passing and all this other stuff. I was really rooting for the guy. But he turned into a villain quickly, especially against my Devils. And I obviously know, I mean, the guy's, 6'8"? He's going to be a big factor for the Rangers in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, you need a bruiser, an enforcer. You need a bully like that.
That's been a hot topic because a lot of Rangers fans are questioning how impactful he's going to be. Because Rempe has, there's two sides of this argument where Rempe has become somewhat of a distraction. And he's only out there to fight and have that physical presence. Yeah. But there's also people who think that he can have an impact on the game. And he does. He doesn't get a ton of ice time. He probably plays like 7 to 10 minutes a night. But, those minutes that he gets are useful minutes where you feel the energy in the building. Anyone who's been in Madison Square Garden, when 73 steps on the ice, there's a round of applause going. It's like the craziest thing I've ever seen. And he's just a kid, really, and he's kind of embraced this whole thing. He genuinely just loves it. He's so authentic. When you talk to him in the locker room, it's so refreshing just to have someone in the locker room who's so just unapologetically themselves. And, for whatever reason, since he's stepped into this lineup, I know he's only played in 17 games, but I'll die on this hill that he's really affected just the overall identity and swagger of this team. And there are a lot of people who disagree with me, but, I'll stand by it.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at these teams, the Islanders and the Rangers and the brief history, I just feel like there's a lot of juice on both sides. And I've watched more hockey in the last couple of seasons. And what I say is, I'm a football player. I used to play football in college, and I thought football was a tough guy sport. No, it's not. Hockey is the tough guy sport. I mean, you got to be tough to play football, yeah. But, they're not letting you actually, knuckle up, square up. They're not letting you, some of the shots that these guys take in hockey, you don't get open shots like that on guys in football, and they're quick with the flags now, especially at the NFL level. You can't touch guys. They're roughing the passer. Some of these penalties, it has turned into powder puff. So watching the NHL, I'm like, okay, I can get into this because this is still like a modern-day gladiator sport.
I'll tell you what, Keith. I played college hockey, so we kind of have this little thing in common. We both play college sports, and you can call hockey tough. I'll still call football insanely tough. Hockey, no matter what you want to say, whether you get hit in the face with a puck or whatever, or you take a big hit, I think to be insanely fearless, a punt returner, that's got to be the scariest position.
I've returned a bunch of punts.
Oh my God.
You can't be afraid. That. First off, you got to catch the ball. Out of everything, secure the ball, catch the ball, and then make a move. Somebody's flying down. One of those gunners are flying down to rip your head off.
Yeah, I don't like the general concept of 11 guys coming to kill me.
Yeah, well, most of the time, you're not returning punts unless you got some speed or some shiftiness or something to get away. But see, there's both sides of it. I think football players admire hockey players. Hockey players probably admire football players. But what would you say to somebody like myself who just got into it, and that's one thing I said. I'm like, there are no blue tents. There's no timeout for these guys getting hurt. Hockey players just skate over and put their leg over the wall, and they're out. What would you say to someone that wants to get into hockey? What would you say to someone that doesn't watch hockey to try and sell them on, you know, watching this upcoming Stanley Cup playoffs?
I mean, I think the entertainment of the game has come such a long way over the past few years. I mean, you watch it on TNT, ESPN now, and there's so many just, you know, world-class players. Where Wayne Gretzky's on TV, Mark Messier. I mean, two guys that have, you know, been on the Mount Rushmore of the sport talking about it, which is so cool. And then, you know, you look at this season in general. We're talking about two guys tonight. Nikita Kucherov, the second guy to get 100 assists this season. Connor McDavid also 100 assists. This really is the golden era of hockey. I mean, there is so much skill and so much talent. And then the entertainment factor, too, of, you know, having these podcasts and everything where players kind of appear and show a little bit more personality, which wasn't really a thing 10, 20 years ago. Players were a little bit more afraid to be themselves. But now in this new era, you know, it's encouraged for younger guys to come in the room and show personality. When you hear stories about, you know, rookies and 20-year-olds in the 1980s that would come in and wouldn't really say a word in the locker room until like 3 years into pro. Mm-hmm. But times have changed. And listen, if you love contact sports, I think fighting and hockey, I don't have a stat in front of me, but it feels like there's been twice as many fights this year as there has been in the last 5 years. I think the hatred in hockey is back. The genuine passion in hockey is back. And these Stanley Cup playoffs that we have starting on Saturday is just going to be, you know, full throttle and so exciting until the very end. I mean, there are so many rivalries right now that are lined up to play each other. In the Eastern Conference, you got the Boston Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs, two teams that have gone head-to-head 20 times in the past decade. Toronto looking to exercise some demons. Then you have the Battle of Florida. Mm-hmm. The Florida Panthers and Tampa Bay Lightning have become one of the best rivalries in all of the NHL. So many different storylines, so many individual players to follow. And, you know, if you're in New York City, I mean, right now, it looks like the Rangers are the team that can bring home a championship for the first time since the Yankees in 09, right? I think the city's starving for a championship, so it looks like the Blue Shirts could be the ones to do it.
Yeah, the Giants in 2011, but their jersey.
Oh, that's right. You know, my bad. No disrespect.
Nah, all good. I thought that was funny. What would you say to the Rangers fans listening about what's different with this team? Obviously,
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Peter Laviolette, a couple different pieces. But, I mean, the Rangers, the last couple years, I know 2 years ago, you just mentioned Tampa, and I've been down to Tampa, obviously, with the Yankees. It's kind of crazy when you go down to Tampa to see how many people have Lightning flags and stickers on their car. And even where their arena is, I recently drove by there. Like, they have a whole hockey culture that exists down there, and obviously because they've won. But, you know, 2 years ago, I thought that they had Tampa beat. Last year, I thought they had my Devils beat. What changes this year with this team that they actually go up in a series or fight through a series and seal the deal and get to the cup and win it this year? Like, what's the main thing that you see with the Rangers that's different about 2024?
Well, to me, this is the first time that I can remember in probably a decade where a Rangers team has had a chip on their shoulder. You know, that 2022 run was pretty magical, but they were somewhat of the underdog the entire time. And I know they played against backup goalies in the first two rounds, you know, going up against Louis Domingue in Pittsburgh and a mixture of goalies, Antti Raanta and Peter Krejcikov in Carolina. But that year, the storyline was Igor Shesterkin has stolen the Rangers games. It wasn't really about the team. I mean, Mika Zibanejad got hot. Artemi Panarin was a little inconsistent in that playoff run. Chris Kreider did have 52 goals. But the storyline was that the Rangers are just this goalie. This goalie is their whole team. Without the goalie, who are the Rangers? Then last year, you know, there's a lot of hype because of that previous run in 21-22 that the Rangers are now all of a sudden the team to beat. And that's kind of what happened to the Devils this year. You know, when you have a magical season, the hype is just spread around you, and it can creep in. So last year, I think that happened to the Rangers. They felt pressure at the deadline. They bring in the big names like Patrick Kane and Vladimir Tarasenko, and there were just too many cooks in the kitchen, you know, too many big names. It just didn't have time to click. And I think this year, knowing that, you know, this window is now closer to shutting than it is to opening, they probably have 2-3 years max left in this window with this core as the guys are aging. You know, they came back and they're like, hey, we got to prove that last year was, you know, not who we are, not this identity. And that's why they brought in a guy like Pierre Laviolette, who was brought in to win a Stanley Cup. He's not brought in to develop young guys or you know, build for a future. He's here to set a standard and create a foundation and create a culture. And that's exactly what he's done. On day one of training camp, Vincent Trocheck told me it was a no BS mentality. And that's what it's been all year long. And he's been a guy who stepped up as well. I mean, this has been a next man up mentality. And, you know, no matter what, there's been games where the Rangers did not look good, but it was never because of a lack of effort. They always try. There were some nights they were tired, and that's human nature to be tired every now and then. But the effort was always there, and you never felt like they were out of a game, no matter what the score was.
We're on the phone with Johnny Lazarus, who's a host and analyst for the NHL Daily Faceoff, Bleacher Report, Open Ice, and VSiN Live. And he's a former college player. Where'd you play?
I played my freshman and sophomore year at UMass Amherst, and then my junior and senior year at Mercyhurst University.
Okay, yeah, you're a transfer guy like me, too. I went to James Madison University my first 2 years, and then I transferred to Monmouth University, and that's where I'm from. So I essentially left Virginia and came back home to Jersey.
Yeah, yeah, JMU, I heard, is a pretty hidden gem of a fun school.
I always used to say the best-kept secret is not a secret anymore. It's the best-kept secret, like, for everything. Parties, athletics, school. The girls there, that place is ridiculous. I can only imagine what it's like now. It was crazy when I was there some like 15 years ago. I don't even know how old I am. Was it 15? Yeah. Anyway, is the President's Cup curse a thing? I mean, I know it was last year with the Boston Bruins, but are you feeling like that's something that's going to be in the way of the Rangers' run this year?
I don't think so. I mean, last year was a little bit different. Boston, you know, everyone loves to say Boston didn't face adversity all year. I do kind of disagree. Like, the start of their season, no one really had high expectations because I think they were without Charlie McAvoy and Brad Marchand, I believe, last year. The years kind of blend together a little bit. But no one really expected Boston to be as good as they were last year. And then, you know, from the start to the finish, they ran away with that thing. So the Rangers at least battled to the very last game of the season. They played the game 82 to make it worth something. And I think that says a lot about just being engaged the entire way. You know, they had two pretty bad games against the Flyers and against the Islanders this past 2 weeks, but they were able to channel it back in and beat the Islanders again and then, you know, end the season on a high note against the Ottawa Senators. And I think that's what it's all about. It's kind of, you know, getting knocked down but getting right back up, and the Rangers have been able to do that. That's why this President's Trophy doesn't feel like years past where there was a clear-cut number one in the NHL. Like, sure, while the Rangers are the number one team in the NHL, there's five other teams that could have won it. So, you know, I think it's a little bit different this year. Again, that's my bias, though. and you know, hopefully my reverse jinx of whatever this curse might be. But I don't really buy it. So,
all right, last thing for you: are we about to see vintage Ovechkin, or are the Rangers sending him into retirement? Is he cooked? Is he washed? Or is he going to be able to battle with the Capitals?
I have a really hard time saying Ovechkin's cooked, but this might be crazy to say. I don't really fear him. I don't. I don't think he's quick enough to keep up. And, you know, Pierre Laviolette coached this team. This is, you got to remember, the Rangers head coach coached the Washington Capitals for the past few years. He knows this team inside and out. If there's one coach that I'm going to battle with against the Washington Capitals right now, it's Pierre Laviolette. So I actually might go on a limb and say Ovechkin doesn't even score a goal in this series. I don't want to call that a hot take or whatnot.
But if you're right,
fire on me.
Everybody can hear you.
They backfire on me always, and now, you know, watch Ovechkin score a hat-trick in game one. But I'm just confident in Laviolette and how well he knows the opponent. I think that has a big factor in this series as well.
Well, the Garden's going to be a tough place to play. I haven't seen a game there. I've been told you got to go see the Rangers.
Man.
You got to go see a Rangers game. Home ice advantage in the playoffs, I think, is a thing as well.
Oh, yeah, you got to get there.
Yeah, well, somebody will have to bless me. I don't have the money to pay $700 to sit up on the top of the Garden on the ceiling.
You got to request a credential.
Oh, yeah. I could finesse my way in with a credential.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Nah, they'll know. They're like, this guy's not a Rangers fan. He's a Devils fan.
We can just Photoshop.
He barely watches hockey. Well, this is the guy from WFAN. He talks a little bit of hockey now.
I mean, if you need a good word, I'm happy to put one in for you.
No, I would love to go see the Garden. For the rain, like if I'm going to go to a game, I'd rather see a playoff game with everybody turned up. I'll just be in there neutral, just observing. But it's time.
Oh, yeah.
It is literally time, as this weekend, the NHL Stanley Cup playoff starts. That's Johnny Lazarus. John, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That was fun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.